Joining me in the podcast today in just moments will be Otis Williams, who is the only remaining original member of the Temptations. He's the only one we got left. He's 80 years old, y'all. To talk about the new album, Temptations 60 is just released earlier this year in January, and I get to talk to him about it. I love this new album. It features Smokey Robinson, co-produced songs by members of the group Temptations. There's remakes, there's new songs. It is an absolute pleasure listening to this new Temptations album. Obviously, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that the Temptations are my favorite group of all time, so this interview is going to hit deep for me. The Temptations are today one of the most iconic best-selling brands in the entertainment world. The Temptations are commemorating their 60th anniversary, y'all. The National Anniversary Campaign launched this past summer in 2021 and will run through this year in 2022 in a celebration for one of the most prolific musical institutions of all time. They're going to be on tour, and I know they're taking a trip abroad in fall of this year in 2022. They're going to be remastering videos, including Stay, Standing on the Top featuring Rick James, a new content series, all kind of stuff to be expected from the Temptations. So many hits throughout the years, The Way You Do, The Things You Do, My Girl. Cloud Nine.
I'm doing fine up here on Cloud Nine. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on Cloud Nine.
Papa was a Rolling Stone. Get Ready. Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Rolling Stone gives them some love as well, as they got their top 500 greatest albums of all time, the Temptations Anthology, which is all of their songs they've ever made. Their anthology set. Their album ranks in the top 500 on Rolling Stone's list. The Temptations got 5 Grammy Awards, including Motown's first ever awarded to the Temptations for Cloud Nine as the best rhythm and blues performance by a duo or group, vocal or instrumental, and a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. The group's number one hits, My Girl, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, are also in the Grammy Hall of Fame. The group has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the National Rhythm and Blues Music and Vocal Group Hall of Fame. And of course, they got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Now, don't forget Black America. The Temptations were among the first African-American musical artists to cross over into the mainstream America and appear on popular national mainstream television programs such as the Copacabana. In fact, in 1968 and 69, Diana Ross and the Supremes, along with the Temptations, starred in primetime national television specials called Taking Care of Business and Getting It Together on Broadway. Because never before had two African-American groups headlined their own number one national rated television special, all produced by Motown, which is, of course, an African-American owned company. Throughout the group's evolution, throughout all the years, they have released countless gold, platinum, and multi-platinum chart hits, including 16 number one R&B chart albums, 44 top 10 R&B chart hits, 14 number one R&B singles, plus 4 number one Hot 100 singles. We approach this new album, Temptation 60. It is an absolute pleasure to be joined by the one and only Mr. Otis Williams of the Temptations.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Otis Williams? How you doing today?
Oh, I woke up this morning, so that's the start of it all, thank God. So I'm doing fine.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I know so many people have grown up on your music, and I'm going to take it back to the beginning, because 60 years, the Temptations with this new album, and we're going to travel back. I mean, what does this mean for you, Otis? I mean, you're the only remaining original member of the Temptations. You've been here throughout the years. So 60 years of the Temptations, how's that make you feel? What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
That I'm blessed. I'm very blessed to have been in a business that's so quick, fast, and fleeting, mm-hmm. and it can be very unstable at times, but here we are celebrating 60 years of being in this business, and, you know, and like I always tell people, you know, show business can be very fickle, mm-hmm. you know, and to withstand 60 years of being able to do what we enjoy doing and bringing happiness to our fans the world over. You know, you could have tipped me over with a feather before I would believe. 60 years later, the Temps is still being accepted, being loved, and have a brand new CD out called, 60th anniversary. And we have the wonderful, wonderful Smokey Robinson that wrote the single, Is It Gonna Be Yes or No? So, I mean, and then not only that, I mean, I have a big Broadway hit play on my hands, and now it's road, it's on the road, you know. So I never would imagine that my life story about the Temps would be told and being received and loved the way it has been. And, you know, so it's just a wonderful testament that God is truly in the blessing business.
Absolutely. Well, God does reward hard work. And Otis, you definitely put that work in as a young man. And on this new album, you know, you had one of my personal favorites, favorite moments on the album, a newly, I guess, newly produced version. You got to go back to Otis Williams in the Distance. I mean, come on.
Detroit, Michigan. The year 1960. Motown Records. At that time, my group was called Otis Williams and the Distance. Now, we were recording for a little small label, getting ready to do for you, called Come On. Now, Come On did quite a bit of business, making somewhat of a ruckus. So much so that we used to have to do record hops. Now, record hops is when you have a record out, you have to go around to whatever noted disc jockey was having on Friday or Saturday, even a Sunday gathering, you'd have to go there so you can get your record played. So this one particular night, we were at St. Stephen's Community Center. The Distance were on stage. So we're doing Come On, the people are going crazy. But enter walk Smokey Robinson and the Miracles with Mr. Berry Gordy. Now Smokey and them were very hot because they had Shop Around out. So when the audience finally let us up, because they kept us on calling us back for 2 to 3 different times. And when we finally came off, I'm standing in the crowd watching Smokey and the Miracles. And just so happened, Mr. Gordy was standing next to me, and he said, "Man, I like that record you guys have out. Come see me. I'm starting my label." And as fate would have it, kept the card. And it didn't go too well for the label that we were recording. So I called Mickey Stevens, who was the A&R man for Motown. And I told him Mr. Gordy wanted us to come over, and we did just that. And I would like to say the reason we're doing this record is because it is the preeminence of telling the Temptations life story. Because at that time, in 1964, entered Melvin Franklin, David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks was there, Paul Williams was there, myself, Otis Williams. And when Smokey wrote The Way You Do the Things You Do, which was 1964, would you believe this is 2021, and we're still hanging on. So this is our 60th anniversary album. Never would imagine that we would get this far for so long. But you know how it is. Love can stretch a mile before it tears an inch. And here we are. So Mr. Gordy, I know you will hear this. Smokey's gonna play you what he did on this album. I wanna say to you, Mr. Gordy, thank you for being there at the right time and the right place. Because God is always everywhere. And at that point in time, he was there for us to make history with you, Motown, and become part of something that will live on forever. So David Ruffin, Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, Dennis Edwards, and all the other Temps that are no longer of this earth, my wonderful friend, Ron Tyson, who's been with me for a long time, and Terry Weeks, I would be remiss if I didn't mention some of these guys. So I just want to let you know, aside from Barry giving us this point in time, this wonderful time of being here, I love y'all. Thank you for your support, and to all our many wonderful fans for being there. You know my saying when I get ready to leave, see ya later gone. God bless.
You know you make me wanna love you in the morning, in the evening, in the nighttime, just the right time, the bad times, the best times. I wanna love you, I wanna love you, I wanna love you. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
In the morning when the band is singing, I'm day. In the evening when you're feeling bad, I wanna be there to make you feel bad.
Well, come on, then it's just right, right, baby.
I mean, you took it back with that one.
Well, I thought this album being the kind of special album that it turned out to be, I said we needed to go back and put that on them because, see, Come On was the one that got us started. You know, we used to do record hops back then, and Mr. Gordy came with Smoke and the Miracles, and my record, Come On by the Distance, was so hugely popular in Detroit and certain cities in and around Michigan that Mr. Gordy was impressed, and he asked me to come. He said, man, I love that record that you guys have out. I'm starting my own label. Come see me. And who would have thought that when we came, left the little small label that we were with and signed with Barry Gordy, history was being made then. So here it is, 60 years later.
Wow.
Riding, and enjoying.
Wow, can't believe it. Yeah, you took it back with that one. And as you mentioned, you know, Smokey being on this album, obviously a lot of people's highlights.
Why you gonna keep me waiting? speaks louder than words. I wanna take you where touching is heard.
Where touching is heard.
Where touching is heard.
Where touching is heard.
Mentioned bringing Smokey back on this album meant a lot to you, and I know the first few years when you guys signed with Motown, it took a little bit, and then when Smokey all of a sudden comes in and hits you guys with The Way You Do the Things You Do back in 1964, I mean, that changed everything. So how did it feel, of course, working with Smokey again?
Like we never missed a beat, even though we had been in the studio with Smokey in years. But when I realized that we were going to do a 60th anniversary CD album, however you want to paraphrase it, I say it would only be right to have Smokey on this here album. So I called Smokey, and he calls me Oak, O-A-K. I said, Smokey, I would love for you to do a song on the 60th anniversary. Okay, Oak. I said, I would like for you to write it and produce it. Okay, Oak. I said, not only that, I want you to sing on it. Oh, okay, Oak. You can, with you, whatever you want, I'm there. True enough, he was there, and then when he walked into the doors of the studio, and we heard that sensuous track two, is it going to be yes or no? Hey, that's typical of the great Smokey Robinson.
Yeah, we definitely. So before we get back to the album real quick, wanted to throw this in there. So we've been doing a celebration for Smokey, just celebrated his 82nd birthday this past weekend. So I put together this Motown Greatest Anthems quiz, and we got this Motown Greatest Anthems box set for people to win that they've been trying to win all week long. So Otis, all I mean, obviously, The Temptations got a lot of Motown Greatest Anthems, so I kind of want to put you on the spot here a little bit. What would be your few Motown Greatest Anthems?
Naturally, My Girl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
Stepping outside of Temptations. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On?
Ooh. Ooh.
Uh-huh. I love The Four Tops, Baby, I Need Your Loving.
Mm-hmm.
What else is...
Got any Supremes or Mary Wells in there?
Got to have my girl Supremes in there. Yeah. What did I love? Because when I first heard that, it was so simple, and you know, that it turned out to be a huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I must say, I love me some Martha and the Vandellas, that Junior Walker.
Ooh.
You know, the hits that they had. So you know, it's just a wonderful testament to be part of something that has been so great.
Mm-hmm.
For us all, you know, so I'm just happy, and those are some of my favorites. I mean, I could go on and on, because the catalog of Motown is so vast that it leaves me stammering at times.
Yeah, I mean, just the Temptations catalog goes on.
You got a point. You're right.
So Motown, this would be the first segment of like 100 segments of Motown. So, I mean, I'm glad you kind of segued for me, because, you know, you mentioned Marvin Gaye's What's Going On as one of your favorites, and it kind of broke through, you know, some rough times in that time in 1969 to 71 when he released that. But, you know, you guys kind of broke onto the scene as well with Ball of Confusion. That was kind of that song for you guys. And you had a new version of that on the new album as well. Kind of talk about that for me.
Sure. I think you're talking about the one that Ron Tyson and
DC
Kimmel did.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's in keeping with what the Temps are known for. You know, we're known for being controversial about the times that we're living in, you know, because Ball of Confusion was as such, and you know, it's Doug Shane. I got a mental brain block for the one that we're talking about that's on our album.
Time for the People.
Time for the People. Thank you.
rise. Oh, yes, it's time for the people to bring the darkness to the light. Oh, yes, it's time for the people to get the job done. It's time, it's time, it's time, 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 time.
Everybody's attention.
Over here.
I got something I wanna tell ya.
Like music to your ear.
If we don't stand for something,
we're surely gonna fall.
So let's stand together.
All for one, one for all.
Don't let these people try to fool ya.
They don't know what the problem is.
They done changed the game into a habit.
Giving more people the
miss. There's a whole people confused, do
blinding the blind.
Would you rather be at the front
or the end of the line?
The people,
oh, stand up for the right.
You're
it's
gone.
Just time for the people,
it's time
to bring the darkness to the light.
It's
just time for the people.
With the what the Temps are known for, you know, having those kind of controversial songs. But yet still, they're real reality songs, you know, because this is the times that we're still living in. You know, Ball of Confusion was 1968. Here it is, 2022. And we still have the craziness. So we still keep, let them know it's not all about the love and joy. You have to talk about the times that we're living in. And that's what we did with Time for the People.
And, of course, before we move ahead and preview what's going on with you, I mean, so I wanted to highlight this one quickly as well, Cloud Nine. So this is a time when you guys are kind of changing things up, obviously, you know, going from David Ruffin to Dennis Edwards, the new lead singer. I mean, I think this is kind of the moment for you guys. I know you had ballads like Ain't Too Proud to Beg, I Know I'm Losing You, that kind of changes your sound, but you went from that to Cloud Nine. How was that transition for you? Because obviously it got you guys a Grammy.
I have to give credit to the great Sly and the Family Stone, because King Gamble of Gamble and Huff, him and I were talking in New York, and we're just talking about the business, and all of a sudden we heard this year different sound by Sly and the Family Stone. And when I flew back to Detroit, I told my producer, Norman Whitfield, man, we should try that because it's a different kind of thing, and we just said, put Dennis in the group. And so we went out of town, came back in town. Norman had recorded the track to Cloud Nine. And at first it was kind of spooky because our fans are so used to having hearing this Since I Lost My Baby and My Girls. And we had a hit at the time, Please Return Your Love. So to come from Please Return Your Love to Cloud Nine, it was like our fans said, what the hell did the kids just do? You know? And so for about 2 or 3 weeks, it was spooky. And then all of a sudden, the record just bust through. And because of that, I have a Grammy. The Temps were the first act at Motown to win a Grammy for the Temps and Motown. So it was a breakthrough song for us.
Yeah, it absolutely was. And obviously changed everything for music in general. Now black artists win Grammys all the time, thanks to groups like you for paving the way. So I wanted to highlight that. And, you know, you got a lot coming up. I mean, Temptation 60 is out now everywhere. Be sure to grab the album. So you're touring right now. What's going on in Otis's world?
Oh, yeah. We just got home Monday, and we leave next Wednesday. So we still touring. We stay busy as a blind dog in a meat market, you know. So I can't complain. We're just very blessed. But, you know, first and foremost, you are in a business, brother. We are in a business that's so fickle, you know, can be high 1 minute and down low the next.
That's true.
So we've been more highs than lows, you know. So we're very blessed and thankful for the wonderful fans who have always been there and to have a play out about the Temptations that's had from the album. You know, so a wonderful thing has been happening for the Temps 60 years later.
I love it. Day Otis, thank you so much for joining me today. Have a blessed day, and thank you so much for taking time to talk with me today.
My pleasure. All right, bro. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Otis Williams for joining us here on the Music Vibes podcast. And before I jump on up out of here, I got to celebrate the Temptations just a little bit more, y'all. This podcast right here got me a little emotional, as the Temptations are my favorite group of all time, and I'm just feeling it today. So I'm going to hit y'all before I jump on up out of here for this week's edition. I'm going to hit y'all with the Temptations medley of their hits throughout the years. I'm out of here, y'all. Talk to you next week. We'll be back on the Music Vibes podcast. Until next time, y'all, peace and love. Look out, baby.
'cause her pretty face got the best of me. Suddenly, you came into my life and gave it meaning with pure delight. And now good looks, I've learned to do without. 'Cause now I know it's love. I know it comes. I know. Believe me. I know the beauty on the skin deep.
Sweetest thing this side of heaven. Don't you leave me, girl, don't you go. Ain't you proud to plead with your girl?